B-Pod Studios.
Keisha, pour some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we went to the Panthers game on the 23rd. They lost. It's the story of the Panthers season. But I left Nicole and everything was kosher.
Is this the same event where you guys got the complaint?
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. We can't mix the two stories.
This
is an entire thing in itself that's really been problematic for my vacation and why it was the weirdest vacation ever. But I was leaving, and you know how sometimes there's stairs, and then where there are stairs, there's a railing.
Yeah, of course.
The railing, goes in the middle of the stairs. It's meant for you to hold on as you walk down the stairs.
Sure.
Cool. Well, I'm 5, and I had a little bit of liquid courage, and I thought it'd be a good idea to bypass all of the traffic of everyone leaving the game and slide down a railing over 16 stairs.
In front of all the people?
In front of all the people that attended the Panthers game.
Here I come.
I don't make it 3 steps before I am backwards, and my lower body's flipping, right?
Okay.
So I'm on the railing trying to slide down. 3 seconds later, fail. And I don't let go because that's a great idea. And so my upper body is staying really close to the railing, but my lower body just keeps flipping. And finally, where my ankle, the area of your leg where between your ankle and your Achilles.
Okay.
Just smashed the edge of the concrete.
She showed it to me. It's black and blue.
It's still bad. I still don't have,
It's swollen.
How many people you think saw your fail?
Close to 7,000, probably.
So did you just yard sale, lay at the bottom of the stairs with, mittens and shoes off?
Girl, I played it off. I got up, and I couldn't walk, but I'm like...
That's the Nicole I know. Yeah.
So I walked
laughing
all the way. I'm good, guys. Meanwhile, I can't walk normal. So I get in the car and I'm like sitting in the passenger seat. I'm like, this is not good. And my how I dealt with it is I just went to the bar.
Oh, you just drank too? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it didn't really affect me that day. And then I woke up the next morning screaming. It hurt so bad. And so I was bed rest all of Christmas week.
When you were at the bar, did you hear that's the girl that the fact
there she goes. You guys remember when it was so bad, I think the guy went to jail, but at the epicenter he slid down the tent.
Yeah.
And flew into
the top of the stair, the cover for the stairs.
He slid down and flew into traffic.
Yeah. That was Nicole.
I'm glad that's what you thought of. And I'm in that category now.
At least he made it all the way down. She only made it 3 stairs.
Yeah, I didn't make it far. And
That guy did that and walked away without injury.
Uh-huh.
Nicole needed my crutches. So she drove out to the burbs to get my crutches and she showed me the black and blue. It was bad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah. And so I haven't gone to the doctor yet.
Why?
Because I haven't met my $6,000 deductible, so that's going to be fun.
Amen.
So I've just been kind of chilling. But my friend's boyfriend is a resident to be an anesthesiologist, and so he was kind of looking at it, and he thinks I tore my Achilles.
I took my friend is a doctor. He's a dentist, but he looked at it and
they all got to go to the same school.
and he agrees. There's something wrong. Hey, we need to take calls though right now, and you can also send us text messages. But gosh, we haven't talked to you. We need to talk to you.
Yeah,
it's been so long. When were you like Nicole? When were you trying to be cool but it failed?
704-570-9595. You can also text that number. You can watch MRL TV on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Share your story there. Instagram at the MRL Show. So many ways for you to access us. We want to hear from you, though. It's been too long.
704-570-9595. When did you try and be cool and fail? Someone said that they were trying to show their kids how to do the swing, She's like, I'm a mother of three. She sent the text message. I'm a mother of three. I was trying to show my youngest how to do the swing, and I actually fell on my back pump.
Ooh,
oh, fell face first into the ground.
I hope there's video of Nicole wiping out. That would go viral.
Ooh, I wonder. Maybe we can get surveillance video.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Producer Aaron, who runs our Facebook Live, will you please make a note to contact the Panthers and see if we can get that security video?
Call them. That'd be kind of fun. I can call them after the show.
Yeah. Use your expertise and call them. Producer Nicole's grabbing all the phone lines. Don't forget, 8 a.m., we're less than an hour away from scoring $1,000 for you with our Pay Our Bills contest. We're going to pay your bills for you. You're going to get five times a day to win $1,000, 8 a.m., 11, 1, 4, and 6.
All right, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls coming up in 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Happy New Year!
This is the MRL Morning Show.
So, evidently Nicole, at a Panthers game while leaving, decided to slide down a stairwell, like on the rail, and she fell in front of everyone.
She said about 7,000 people saw it.
Didn't go so well.
So what was the time that you were trying to be cool and it failed miserably for you? At 704-570, that's good.
Wrong line.
9595. Let's bring in Joel from Waxhaw. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
What's happening, y'all?
Joel, our first caller of 2019.
Yay!
Welcome.
Well, first things first, if my little brother hadn't passed away a few months ago, I wouldn't even bring this story up.
Okay.
He would just so clown me because it's like one of the stupidest things I've done. Had a brand new motorcycle, Cross Rocket, you know, it was a Ninja. I was probably in my late 20s, you know, being cool and everything. And he pulled up at the gas station with my mom and dad. Well, I was sitting there putting gas in it. And I tried to do a burnout in front of him, you know, trying to show out. And the front wheel hit an oil spot, I guess, where a car had, you know, dropped oil on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I crashed the bike, ended up between the gas pumps, and just tore a whole bunch of stuff up, let's just say.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
That's so bad. My brother-in-law did the exact same thing, by the way. Hopped on one of our motorcycles. Like, yeah, I know how to drive it. Ran right into our house.
That's so funny. As long as nobody was seriously hurt, that is so funny to me.
Cracked the side of the house to pieces, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I listen to Drew and Winston Roy, something similar.
Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hey, bud, tell us what happened. We're doing well.
I've got another motorcycle story. trying to show off in front of my friends and everything, running about 60 mile an hour on a dirt bike, riding a wheelie by their house, and I hit the gas a little too hard and come off the back. I ended up shattering my wrist, ended up with no skin on my hand or arms or lower back.
Ooh.
And then I had the biggest male nurse you've ever seen to scrape all the gravel.
You know, I always told my husband, like, you're not allowed to get a motorcycle. And it's not because I don't trust you. It's because I don't trust other people. But after hearing those stories, I don't think I trust him either.
Yeah, everybody with a motorcycle tries to show off.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because those are the cool things, man. This is Myra in Monroe, one of our texters who we decided to call back. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us your story.
Oh, well, first off, my daughter wants to say hey to Lauren because she really loved her.
Oh, hey, girl.
Say hey, Nana. Hey.
So sweet.
Well, there was a party we went to, and my son was breaking a piñata with a shovel, and I got hit too close because money had fell out, and he hit me with a shovel, and at first I didn't know what happened because I know I got hit. But I started laughing, and everybody's like, why is she laughing? And it was a whole bunch of blood coming from my head.
Oh.
And so we ended up going to the urgent care, and they said that I had a concussion and that I needed either stitches or No.
Myra. Myra. So Myra, why a shovel for the pinata?
I don't know. Everybody asked me that. I have no idea. Yeah. Like, we're Hispanic, so, you know, like, we find whatever we can.
Here's an axe. Go hit the pinata.
I just love that she said money fell out, so she got too close.
Well, she wants to make sure that the money doesn't get swooped up with the candy and eaten, you know. Thanks, Myra. Brittany in Rock Hill's on hold. We don't have time to get to her, but she broke her foot in front of theater class.
Oh,
that's embarrassing, especially if it's during a performance of Macbeth or something.
Act your way out of that one.
Keep them coming. We're going to read more text messages when you tried to be cool and it failed.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.